Political opponents of the deal that would have allowed the Dubai-owned company to manage six American ports have called it a great victory in the war on terrorism. Dubai is part of the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, which some members of Congress viewed as having been a jumping-off point for the 9/11 hijackers, and which has also been suspected as a site for terrorist money transfers. But according to President Bush, the UAE is a strategically important country that hosts scores of visits by U.S. Navy ships each year, allows U.S. forces to use a major airbase, and has become an important ally in the war against terror. President Bush said he is concerned about the broader message that the failure of the deal sends to Middle East allies at a time when America needs to strengthen its relations with moderate Arab states such as the UAE. Saudi Arabian journalist Mohammed Al-Kharaji, who lives in London, says the political furor primarily benefits groups that have an interest in driving a wedge between the West and the Arab world. And he adds, it contributes to xenophobia and terrorism.
If anybody had bothered to do the proper research, you would have realized that Dubai is one of the most liberal cities in the world, not just from a business standpoint, but from a social standpoint. Initially, I think people were shocked saying, why is there such a big deal with Dubai since so many American companies already are involved in business deals with them and so forth? I think it also brings up the question of how informed is the U.S. Congress and Senate about the Middle East?
Mohammed Al-Kharaji notes that when the story initially broke in the Middle Eastern press, its coverage was, in his words, abysmal at best.
It was buried in the business page. Eventually, it moved from the business page up to the front page. It became another one of those clashes that you see between the two regions.
According to a Los Angeles Times poll, Americans opposed the deal that would have allowed a state-owned Arab firm to assume control of operations at several U.S. ports by a greater than 3-to-1 margin. And opposition by many Republicans and Democrats in Congress reflected that public sentiment. But British journalist Ian Williams notes the potential economic consequences of the failed port deal are unfortunate because the United States is already running the biggest trade deficit of any country in history.
Which puts the U.S. in a very bad position because then it has to sell things abroad, and it's not very good at selling things at the moment. In this long-term strategic sense, that's a real worry, that the country has become completely dependent upon overseas imports because of the policy of globalization which they preach to everybody else.
To Egyptian journalist Mona El-Tahawi, a columnist for the London-based pan-Arab newspaper Ashark al-Awsat, the collapse of the Dubai ports deal represents both a public relations disaster and an attempt by politicians to score points in an election year.
I think it's just going to encourage the view in the Arab world that there's a kind of raging anti-Arab sentiment in the U.S. I think it's very sad that Dubai, in particular, is at the center of all of this. For the average American now, not to understand what Dubai means and to associate Arabs with terrorism and violence is not in the least surprising. But when it comes to the Republicans and the Democrats, I mean, this just smacks of hypocrisy. And many think that they're using this as a soft issue with which to attack George Bush.
Kuwaiti economist Amer El-Tamimi, who is a regular columnist with Al-Hayat newspaper, agrees. He calls the failure of the Dubai ports deal both a triumph of politics and an economic misfortune.
Unfortunately, this is not a good message to investors. I think the Arabs should be encouraged to invest in the United States. However, they will be more reluctant to deal with opportunities in the United States now. As far as the reaction, I think, of course, this is one of the repercussions of September 11.
Indeed, on an emotional level, the U.S. public felt strongly against the Dubai ports deal. Many, still traumatized by the 9/11 terrorist attacks, could not accept the fact that a state-owned Arab company would control operations at several major American ports. Such gut reactions, coupled with the fact that security at U.S. ports is lax, prevented many Americans from seeing clearly the benefits emphasized by President Bush and other supporters of the deal. What seems clear is that politicians will continue to disagree about how to strike a balance among competing priorities, national security, economic and trade considerations, and public diplomacy. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.